A life coaching minister meets with a woman named Renee. Renee says, I feel like every part of my life is behind. My finances are behind. My house is behind. My spiritual life is behind. I am behind as a mother, behind at work, behind in everything. The leader listens. Then she asks, would it be helpful to slow down and look for one place where God's grace may still be present? Renee shrugs and says, maybe. That small permission matters. A grace noticing conversation should be gentle, specific, and honest. The leader does not begin with a lecture. The leader begins with one question. Who has shown you kindness lately? Renee thinks for a moment. My sister watched the kids Saturday so I could sleep. The leader says, that sounds like grace. Then another question. What did that gift make possible? Renee says, I did not realize how tired I was. I slept for 3 hours. Now the conversation has moved from vague failure to specific grace. The leader may ask, what did God provide through your sister? Renee says, rest, and maybe a reminder that I am not completely alone. This is how gratitude eyes begin to open, not by pressure, by noticing. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus toward you. This does not mean give thanks for evil as evil. It means that in every circumstance, believers may look for God's presence, provision, mercy, and hope. Ministry Sciences observes that specific reflection is often more formative than vague reflection. Gratitude practices become more meaningful when people name concrete gifts, relationships, and moments. The gospel makes this deeper. Every good gift points beyond itself to the giver. Every mercy reminds us of grace. Every small provision can become a signpost toward the Father's care. What helps? Ask permission. Start small. Be specific. Reflect back the grace named, connect the gift to God without forcing the person to sound spiritual. Ask one next gentle question. What harms? Demanding quick answers, correcting the person's tone, making the person list blessings, using gratitude to avoid hard topics. A leader might guide with these questions. What helped you keep going this week? Who was a gift to you? What beauty did you notice? What mercy surprised you? What grace can you receive today? Then pause. Let the person answer honestly. A grace noticing conversation does not have to solve everything. Sometimes it simply helps someone say, I am still hurting, but I am not abandoned. That is a holy beginning.